This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaks with Turkish officials Wednesday after a day of conferring with Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the fate of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a Fox Business News interview, President Donald Trump called for patience while all the facts are determined.
And it depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it, in my opinion. Number one, what happened, but whether or not they knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad. If they didn't know about it, bad things can happen.
Mr. Trump said both the king and crown prince have denied any knowledge of what took place at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi entered October 2nd and has not been seen since. Turkey, which is conducting its own investigation, believes he was murdered. The UN Human Rights Agency has called on both Saudi Arabia and Turkey to be forthcoming with all information related to Khashoggi's fate. Rupert Colville is a spokesman.
Under international law, both a forced disappearance and an extrajudicial killing are very serious crimes, and immunity should not be used to impede investigations into what happened and who is responsible.
He said 2 weeks is a long time for a probable scene of a crime not to have been subjected to a full forensic investigation. Secretary Pompeo in Riyadh Tuesday said there's a serious commitment there to determine all the facts and ensure accountability. U.S. media outlets have reported Saudi Arabia will acknowledge Khashoggi was killed in a botched interrogation. The UN Refugee Agency has expressed alarm over the expulsion of tens of thousands of Congolese from Angola over the past 2 weeks. Babar Balak is a UNHCR spokesman.
Congolese government officials estimate that some 200,000 nationals have arrived in Kasai province.
The expulsion order targeted migrants working in the informal mining sector of Angola. This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants from Central America are attempting to make their way to the U.S., prompting President Trump to warn Honduras that it risks losing millions in aid unless the caravan is stopped. Rafael Hernandez is part of the caravan and said he wants to be part of the American dream to improve himself and his family and escape many shortages in his homeland. The organizer of the caravan has been detained while the caravan itself faces a standoff with police in Guatemala. At the UN, a group of Cuban diplomats and their supporters disrupted a meeting called by the U.S. to highlight the island nation's political prisoners. Kelly Curry is the U.S. representative of the Economic and Social Council.
We were unable to start our event on time due to the fact that the Cuban delegation occupied the room and did not allow UN security to sweep the room properly for security purposes and attempted to delay.
The protesters shouted in Spanish, "Cuba yes, U.S. blockade no," a reference to the decades-long U.S. trade embargo of the communist-ruled nation. Cuba's ambassador denounced the meeting as a farce, insisting his government is proud of its rights record. In Morocco, at least seven people were killed Tuesday, dozens injured, when a train derailed near the capital Rabat. At least one car overturned on a line connecting Kenitra to Casablanca. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Tuesday presented his new reshuffled cabinet with half the portfolios held by women and a new Ministry of Peace. Mr. Ahmed has implemented a host of reforms since taking office in April, including an end to hostilities with neighboring Eritrea. But the country is still grappling with sporadic ethnic clashes that have displaced millions over the past year. The World Economic Forum placed the U.S. at the top of its annual ranking as the world's most competitive, innovative economy, unseating Switzerland after 10 years at the top spot. Sadia Zahidi is the managing director.
The United States comes out at number one, and Chad comes out at the very bottom of the rankings at 140.
Its new methodology takes into account digital technologies. NASA astronaut Colonel Nick Haig, who survived last week's failed launch and emergency landing of a Russian Soyuz spacecraft blasting toward the International Space Station, said the first 2 minutes were smooth.
It was surprising. You look up, you're a little bit startled, and then I saw the booster failure light inside the capsule. And at that point, I realized, hey, we're not going to make it to orbit today.
Another Russian cosmonaut aboard said the G-force during the landing felt like a concrete block on his chest. Italian officials Tuesday said new excavations suggest the volcanic eruption of Mount Vesuvius that destroyed the ancient Roman city of Pompeii in 79 AD took place 2 months later, in October rather than August. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.